This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part two on Cross Hope of a message we began yesterday about the word covenant. God is in a covenant relationship with his people. In the Old Testament, he was in covenant with the Israelites. In today's world, he's in covenant with the church, the body of Christ. And Christ is the mediator of the new covenant. He's the broker of the covenant. That's what we talk about all this week. We begin today with the reading of the text from the book of Exodus and also from the book of Hebrews. God bless you as you listen. Exodus 19, beginning at verse 3. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, what mountain? Mount Sinai, and said, this is what you are to say to the house of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. That's not just a lyric of beautiful songs. God takes ownership and authorship over that phrase. I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Verse 5, now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. And then from the New Testament book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verse 15. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Verse 27, just as man is destined to die once, and after that, underline the words after that, I'm going to talk about those two words, after that, to face judgment. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. If you have a mortgage on a house, you're in a covenant relationship. You buy a car on a loan, 48 months, 60 months, doesn't matter. You're in a covenant relationship. If you're married, you're in a covenant relationship. Most couples have no idea that the Bible speaks of their marriage as the covenant before God and the covenant of your youth. And God talks about couples who break covenant with their spouse, and he doesn't take it lightly. We may take it lightly and say, hey, no big deal, 2015. God says it's a big deal to him. It's a covenant relationship in front of a covenant God. Everything about our relationship to the Lord is surrounded around the word covenant, and that's what I want you to go home with today. Let's go back to chapter 19 of Exodus, bring up verse 3 again. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from Mount Sinai and said, this is what you're to say. I love that. This is what you're to tell the people. Verse 4, you yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt. What did he do to Egypt? Remember the plagues? Most people think the plagues were something that God did to the people of Egypt to punish them. It was an attack, an assault, frontal assault on the pagan gods of Egypt. Every plague was an attack on their pagan deities. If you study it, you'll see that. They worship pagan gods of everything, and those plagues were against those pagan deities. What I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings, which is a beautiful metaphor for God's loving care for his people. And the key verse is verse 5. Now if you obey me fully, not partially, but you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. It's a promise. God says, this is my covenant with you. If you obey me fully and keep my covenant, you will be my treasured possession.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.